a divine sitcom starring Bill Bailey. Half an hour of habits, cider and guitars. Hey, hey, we're the Monks.
Morning, Doctor.
Brother Francis.
And how's Brother Celestine today? Fully recovered, I hope.
Not quite, Brother.
But he'll be back on kitchen duty tonight, I trust.
No, I think he probably won't, Brother Francis. He's dead.
Dead? He can't be.
Yes, it was rather sudden.
Sudden? He only had a sprained ankle.
Yes, it was only when I examined his ankle that I realised what the problem was.
And what was it?
Well, that he was dead.
I'm sorry, Doctor. Do you really mean to tell me that Brother Celestine, old Sandals of Steel Celestine, the fittest monk in Buckley Abbey, is dead?
In one word, yes.
Bugger.
Around the wicket bowls, and Lara... Oh, turned up by this one.
Come on, hit it! Hit it!
From the left.
Yes! Goal! 15 love to us. Hang on 1 minute. Ready. Come in, whoever you are.
Father Abbott, I have some terrible news.
We've run out of sherry.
No. I'm afraid it's far worse. Brother Celestine has gone over to the other side.
He's become an Anglican.
No. He's dead.
Oh, that's a relief.
I don't think you understand. This is serious. Brother Celestine is dead. We're down to three.
Three what?
Three monks.
Where?
In the whole abbey.
But we've had hundreds. What's happened to them all?
Well, Brother Christopher left to get married.
Well, that's only one.
To Brother Benjamin.
Ah. Two.
And, well, Brother Pius's fact-finding mission to the Philippines yielded some rather unexpected results.
Namely?
A 16-year-old wife and a controlling interest in a go-go bar. Apart from that, they've all died, resigned, or just drifted off.
But I could swear the abbey is swarming with monks. There's that fellow who works in the garden.
That's Brother Bernard.
And the man who collects the laundry.
That's Brother Bernard.
Oh, and what about that chap who does the shopping?
That's Brother Bernard as well.
Oh, he gets around a bit, doesn't he?
I believe he has a bike.
Oh.
Now, I'm afraid, Father, that apart from your good self, there's only three of us. Me, Brother Bernard, and the youngster, Brother Dominic. Unless we can find some more monks pretty sharpish, Buckley Abbey will be forced to close.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. We can't have that. What do you suggest?
Well, Father, I've already taken the liberty of sending Brother Dominic out on a recruitment drive. Even as we speak, he's down at the local comprehensive, showing those young minds the wonders of monkdom. Is that your mobile, Father? Oh, our prayers are answered. Brother Dominic?
Hello? Is anyone there?
How's the recruitment drive going?
I'm scared.
Any promising young monks to be?
Oi, give me my sandals back. Let go of me. What are you doing with those scissors? Oh, leave me alone.
Sounds like they're a lively young bunch, Dominic.
Please come and take me home, Brother Francis. They're picking on me.
Oh, don't be foolish, Dominic. They're only children. Just go back to them.
No, put it down. No, don't do that to my... Ooh, ooh.
Brother Dominic? Brother? Dominic? Oh, God. It all seems to have gone horribly wrong. At this rate, we'll end up having to put an advert in Buckley Job Centre.
What a splendid idea, Francis. I shall telephone them immediately.
No, Father, no. I was joking.
Right, I'll just read that back to you. Monks required for Abbey, all applicants considered. And what shall I put down as the rate of pay? £0 per hour, but plenty of rewards in the afterlife. All right, sir, I'll see that gets put up on the vacancies board for you. Thank you. Bye. Come in. Come in. Will you please come in?
Oh, sorry. Lovely acoustics on that door. I couldn't resist. Nice timbre on your timber. Yeah. I've got an 11:15 appointment.
Oh, Mr. Woodcroft. Oh, I've been expecting you for an hour.
Yeah, sorry about that. but you wouldn't believe the trouble I've had this morning.
What happened?
Well, there's no point telling you because you wouldn't believe it. But, I mean, believe me, what the thing that was that occurred was unbelievable.
Right, well, now you're here, Mr. Woodcroft, please sit down.
Call me Gary.
No. I've just been looking through your file, Mr. Woodcroft. It reads like a how-to manual on cheating the state.
Oh, thank you very much. I'll try my best. Well, if that's everything, I'll just sign on and go, shall I? There's a really good programme on about badgers before I left, you know. Apparently they've adopted a Maoist form of society. When some badgers get very arrogant, the others sort of tie it to a tree stump and outline its shortcomings, you know.
Look, Mr. Woodcroft, you and I need to have a little chat. I may be new to this DSS office, but I already know a great deal about you.
All right, what's my favourite colour then?
What? No, I I've no idea.
It's duck egg blue, yeah. What do I look for in a woman?
Yeah, not those sort of things, Mr. Woodcroft. Though I expect desperation and no sense of smell will be a good start. No, I mean things about your employment history. Or rather, unemployment history.
Hold on, has anyone handed a bun in?
What?
I had this bag of buns, and I've eaten most of them, so it's just one bun in a bag. They're bath buns, actually, but I bought them in Chelsea, so I don't know how that pans out, really. They're different toppings, isn't it?
Mr. Woodcroft, I haven't seen your buns, and quite frankly, I don't want to. Allow me to be blunt. You've been out of work for far too long. If you don't get a job this week, I personally will cut off all your benefits.
Even my disability allowance?
Mr. Woodcroft, I hate to break this to you, but you don't have a disability.
Well, not physically, obviously. No, it's up here, isn't it? It's in my mind. It's this place. It drives me mad. Mad, do you hear me? Mad! The ceaseless chatter, the endless queues, the unmistakable stench of urine by that pot plant.
Mr. Woodcroft, you can't hope to claim disability allowance because you don't like the smell of urine. If that was the case, then everybody who'd ever been to a swimming pool would be on the sick.
Please don't make me have to work. It's not natural. If God had wanted us to work, he wouldn't have given us Richard and Judy. Anyway, it's not that long since my last job.
Mr. Woodcroft, your last job was exactly 19 years ago. As a paperboy.
Printed communications distributor.
Paperboy. And you didn't stick at that for long.
Yeah, well, I had to leave, didn't I? Saddle sore.
You were saddle sore for almost 2 decades.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to rush back into it before I was ready. I could have aggravated it, you know. I might have turned into piles, you know. Then there was a repetitive strain injury.
Oh, yes, Mr. Woodcroft. And what was that?
Well, that's the strain of getting up repeatedly at 7 o'clock every morning. When the human body can't take it.
The only repetitive strain injury you're likely to get these days is from signing on every fortnight. Any employer who took you on would have to have the patience of a saint, or... Oh. Tell me, Mr. Woodcroft, how do you feel about a vocation?
Holiday, you'd love one.
No, Mr. Woodcroft, a vocation. I think I've just found you a job.
I'm not doing it, Mum. I'm not becoming a monk.
I don't see what the problem is, lovey. It's about time you did something useful. And if you're lucky, they might give you a new pair of sandals.
I don't like sandals, Mum.
But I used to get them for you all the time.
All the other kids picked on me. They called me Sandal Boy and Jesus Feet. I was so unhappy, I used to paint my feet brown so it looked like I was wearing proper shoes. I hated sandals.
But you had to have them, lovey, because you couldn't tie your laces.
Oh, I didn't get a chance, Mum. I was always in sandals. Anyway, it's not about that. It's all the other stuff you'd have to give up. You know what I mean? All that...
What?
You know, all that... You know...
Oh! Oh! The celibacy.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't think that would make any real difference to you, do you? And there's no vow of silence, so at least you'd have someone to talk to for a change.
Yeah, all right, Mum, don't rub it in.
And there is all that cider.
You what?
They make cider at Buckley Abbey. Didn't you know that? Buckley cider.
They make Buckley cider?
Mmm. Haven't you seen the monk on the label?
That's a monk? I always thought it was a fat man in a dress.
Well, that's essentially what a monk is. You know, you'd be just perfect.
For what we are about to receive, let us be truly thankful. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Nobody's phoned about the advert, then?
Not a soul, Father. We can't go on. The roof's leaking, we've got bills to pay, the heating's packed up. We can't live in this squalor, Father Abbott. We're monks, not students.
We have to think positively, Francis. We can't throw in the cowl just yet. Look, here comes Brother Bernard with a lovely big dish of... Well, what is that exactly?
It was going to be coq au vin, Father, but... We seem to have run out of the van pot.
Bernard, are you drunk?
Oh, no, no, Brother Francis.
I'll rephrase that. Bernard, have you been drinking?
Oh, right, yeah, heavily. Anyway, instead of coq au vin, I made chicken surprise.
Ooh, how lovely. Well, here we go. Over the teeth, past the gums, look our stomach, here it comes. Amen. I can't breathe.
Oh, get him some water.
No, no, sherry.
Bernard, this chicken surprise, what exactly was the surprise part of it?
Well, you see, Brother Francis, I was surprised about where I found the chicken.
Pray tell, where did you find it, Bernard?
In that bin out the back. I mean, who'd have thought it in a nice bin like that?
Bernard, one of the reasons we have monasteries is so that drunks like you won't have to go through bins for food. But I don't blame you, Bernard. You're an idiot, and that's not your fault. However, you appear to have poisoned the abbot.
My face has gone numb. Francis.
Excuse me, Brother Francis.
Yes, Brother Dominic, what is it?
There was one phone call. It was just after I got back from the school and I had all that chewing gum in my hair and the children had written in felted pen on my forehead.
Yes, yes, and you've nearly got it off. A bit more soap and water and you'll be fine.
It really is rather a rude word, isn't it? Thank goodness you've got a fringe.
Yes, well, I was feeling quite upset, so I forgot to tell you.
Well, who was it from?
That's just it. I can't remember. Sorry.
Oh, Dominic, do try to remember.
Well, it is difficult, Father. They spoke very quickly, and it was a lady, so I got a bit embarrassed, but I think maybe, CNN?
CNN?
No, that's not right. SDLP? Oh. No. RNIB? STD?
DSS?
Oh, yes, that's it, Brother Francis. How did you know?
Never mind, Dominic. I suppose you've forgotten what they said as well.
Oh, no, I remember that. The lady said she'd be sending someone about the Advent.
Advent? Is it Christmas already?
He means the advert, Father. When are they coming, Dominic?
Today.
It really does come round quickly, doesn't it? Has it really been a year?
That'd be the door.
I shall have to organise a carol service. Christmas already.
It was definitely today.
I'll go, shall I? Don't all rush at once. Yes?
Hello, my name's Gary Woodcroft.
If you're looking for the Pop Festival, it's down the road.
I don't want the Pop Festival.
Oh, well, we don't do soup anymore, I'm afraid. Try the Salvation Army in town. Goodbye.
Well, hold on. This is the monastery that makes the cider, isn't it? Buckley Abbey.
Yes.
I've come about the job.
Oh, God. You're from the DSS?
Yeah, that's right.
I suppose you'd better come in. This way. Would you care to join us for lunch?
Oh, thanks. Don't mind if I do. What is it?
Chicken surprise.
How are you feeling now, Gary?
Yeah, better, thanks now, Mr. Abbott. Yeah, I think I got most of the chicken out of my system now. Sorry about that carpet there.
Oh, think nothing of it, dear boy. It was very old anyway.
15th century, to be precise.
Here we are. This is the chapel, Gary, where we have our prayers.
Oh, right, so there's actually quite a lot of this sort of religious stuff then.
Well, yes, Gary. Monks are a pretty religious bunch. Right. We start with matins in the morning and we finish with vespers last thing at night.
Right, and I could play my guitar over that, could I? I've learnt Stairway to Heaven, you know, I just thought...
Well, we generally use the organ, actually, but we're open to suggestions.
I do the Doctor Who theme as well.
Gary, do you know what a calling is?
That's like with the bingo, isn't it?
No. You see, you have to know why you want to be a monk, Gary. You have to feel it in your blood, like Francis here. He's from a long line of monks.
Yes. Father was a monk, grandfather was a monk. My great-grandfather...
We're not quite sure how it was possible, but we're very proud of him anyway.
Thank you, Father.
So, what makes you want to be a monk, Gary?
Well, I suppose it's the benefits.
Oh, yes, there are many benefits in taking up the cowl. A sense
it's the DSS benefits. I lose them if I don't do it, you know. I've got a few questions, if that's all right.
Right, fire away.
Would I have to shave my head?
Oh, no, we don't insist on that. We are a very forward-thinking order.
Could I work from home?
We are not that forward-thinking. Anything else?
Would I have to wear, like, a habit, or is jeans and T-shirt okay?
No, I'm afraid you'd have to wear a habit like the rest of us. But we do have short ones for the summer. Now, let's go into the orchard, shall we? This, Gary, is where we grow the apples for the cider. Brother Bernard is in charge of the brewery.
Oh, really?
Now, I'm sure you'd love to know more about our work here, Gary. So, Bernard! Bernard!
Yes, sir, but...
Why don't you show Gary the brewery and talk him through the brewing process?
Right you are, Abbott.
Bernard, are you drunk?
Oh, no, Father.
I'll rephrase that, Bernard. Have you been consuming alcohol?
Oh, right, yeah, massive amounts.
Right. Young Dominic, you go with them too. Keep Bernard out of trouble.
Come on, follow us, Gary.
Oh, and Dominic?
Yes, Abbott?
Soap and water and it'll come off. It's a very rude word.
Yes, Abbott?
Are there many girls at the DSS, Gary?
Oh, yeah. Lots there, Dominic, lots, yeah. There's this one girl, right, and you know that word that's written on your forehead, right? Well, she's actually got one of them.
Father Abbott, he's awful. He looks nothing like a monk.
That's not strictly true, Francis. He does look rather like Rasputin.
I don't think anybody at Buckley Abbey would ever wish to be called lover of a Russian queen.
Oh, I don't know. There was Brother Christopher's experience in that strange club in Moscow. What an eventful choir trip that was.
Father, please, listen to me. Gary Woodcroft will be a bad influence. It'll be the end of Buckley Abbey as we know it.
He's all we have, Francis. And if we don't take him on, there may not be a Buckley Abbey. The Lord moves in mysterious ways.
And this one is our winter brew. Have a sniff of that.
Cheers, Bernard. Blimey.
Now, what does that say to you?
I'm getting, apples. And, well, I've Well, just apples, really, yes.
You seem to know a lot about cider, Gary.
Well, Dominic, I have been known to peck the wood, to jack the scrumpy and white the diamond.
Well, Gary, if you become a monk, you can have as much cider as you like. You can help me run the brewery.
As attractive as that offer may be, Bernard, I'm afraid I'll have to decline. You won't catch me being a monk.
But Buckley Abbey will have to close.
Look, I'm sorry, Dominic. It's a shame about your monastery, and I'll miss your cider, but I am adamant.
Blimey, you've let yourself go a bit. You look great in the 80s.
No. Not adamant. Adamant. It means I won't change my mind.
Well, it's up to you, Gary. There's nothing that Dominic or I can do. Here, try some of this before you go. This is my special vintage, Gary, not on public release.
Bernard, remember what the abbot said.
Don't be such a goody two sandals, Dominic. We're only going to have one.
But don't you remember what happened the last time you drank it?
No.
Exactly.
Don't worry, Dominic. Now let's have a sip. Yes, I'm getting apples again, and I'm getting a burning sensation at the back of my mouth. That's good stuff. Pour me another. Why not? You know, I love apples, Bernard. Every sort of apples, except pineapples. I hate them. Where would we be without apples? Cockneys would be stuck halfway down the stairs, for one thing, wouldn't they?
Cheers! Here's to being a monk.
I'm not going to be a monk, Bernard. I can't do it, I've told you. I'm just not cut out for it. The closest I've come to a religious experience was a Cliff Richard concert in Swindon. I'm sorry, Bernard. Thanks for the cider. See you, Dominic. I'll be on my way.
Oh, no! I've just remembered! Gary!
Yeah?
Whatever you do, don't look that precariously stacked pile of 200 apples just above the door! Who's here?
Gary, can you hear us?
Gary! Gary!
Hello, Gary.
Who are you?
I am the living embodiment of cider. This is a dream. I have been sent to help you.
But you look just like Simon Bates.
Don't blame me, it's your imagination.
What are you going to do with me?
I am here to show you why you must become a monk. You will be visited by three ghosts.
You're really doing my head in.
The ghost of cider past, the ghost of cider present, and the ghost of cider...
Surprise me.
...future.
Who would have guessed
it? It's a reliable formula. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Fair enough.
Prepare yourself, Gary, for the first visitation. I'm fading away, Gary. I'm fading away. I'm coming back again. And now I'm fading away.
Get on with it.
I'm sorry, it's only a cameo. I've got to make the most of it.
Right.
I am the ghost of cider past.
Where am I?
Look around you, Gary. What do you see?
I'm in a park. It's a dark park. The park I used to go to when I was 13.
Look, over there, Gary.
Oh, there's a man peeing in the bushes.
No! Over there, by the swings. Oh. What do you see?
It's me, when I was 13. With me mates. There's David Jennings and Gregor Jameson. And there's Hairy Pete, who looked a bit older than everyone else.
Yes. And look. Hairy Pete has bought a 3-litre bottle of Buckley cider from the spa. Using the money you earned as a paperboy.
Printed communications distributor.
And this, Gary Woodcroft, is the moment when you first tasted cider.
Mmm,
I love cider. I love it forever.
Nice one, little Gary. You keep drinking.
They can't hear you, Gary. You are a dream figure.
Who said that?
All right, they can hear some things. But they can't see us.
Ah, it's a fat man and Simon Bates. Leg it!
OK, so they can see us as well.
I don't believe it. Even me as a kid thinks I'm fat, you cheeky little sod.
Let us journey now to the same park, 19 years later. The present day. Here we can see best the work of Buckley Cider in the community. Cider bonds everybody in Buckley, Gary. Children, tramps, young lovers, businessmen are all united as the 3-litre bottle is passed from one eager hand to the next. But Gary, what of the future? It is the year 2060. Listen, Gary. Listen to what has become of the world.
Please, sir, could I have a bottle of Buckley cider?
No, child, for there is no more cider in the whole world. Stocks ran out. Because Gary Woodcroft would not become a monk.
Curse Gary Woodcroft! Where has all the cider gone? Long time passing.
Gary, if you don't become a monk, Buckley Abbey will be forced to close, and the holy tradition of cider brewing will gradually die out, leaving us in a godless, ciderless world.
Ciderless?
Gary, you must prevent this fate. You are the chosen one.
Really?
No, not really, but you're all we could find. You must become a monk.
I will. I will.
Look at this bottle of Buckley cider, Gary. Look at the monk on the label. Look at his face.
It's me. It's my face.
Remember, Gary. Remember.
Gary. Gary, wake up.
Oh, you mean he's not dead?
It's my face. I am the fat man in a dress.
Throw some water on him.
We've only got cider.
That'll do.
Oh, apples.
Gary?
Mum, what are you doing here?
The abbot called me, lovey. He said you'd had an accident and I've come to take you home.
No, Mum, I'm all right. I've decided to become a monk after all.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. Oh.
Yes, I've had a dream. A vision of a world where the people of Buckley are free to drink very strong cider in the park at any time of the day or night. A world where there are more important things than benefits or badger documentaries. A world of love, hope and promise where all people are bonded by one thing, the apple.
I was hoping you might say God there.
Buckley Abbey must not close. Father Abbott, brothers, we can turn it around. We'll diversify, not just cider, strudels, baked pies, tarts, loads of apple-based products, toffee, cheese. The apple is a versatile fruit. We'll invite coach parties to see us work. We'll set up our own chain of shops. We'll have a website, apple.com. We'll be an apple mecca.
Oh, darling, I'm so proud. You're finally leaving home. I've waited 18 years for this moment. And then I've waited another 14 years. And finally, it's happened.
And so, brothers, we thank the Lord and, of course, the DSS for sending us our new recruit, Brother Gary. We hope that he will fit in here and learn to love the age-old traditions of Buckley Abbey, as we all do. I've asked Brother Gary to lead us in the first hymn tonight. So, if we're all ready, take it away, Gary.
Right, everybody, come on, here we go. A, C, D, A, C, D, hang on, D, C, C, D, A, D, C.
Starred Bill Bailey as Gary, Graham Crowden as Father Abbott, Paul Brook as Brother Francis, Howard Lou Lewis as Brother Bernard, Ossian Barnes as Brother Dominic, Hilda Braid as Gary's mum, Catherine Tate as the DSS officer, and Simon Bates as the living embodiment of cider. It was written by Dan Tetzel and Danny Robbins, with music performed by Bill Bailey, and the producer was Lucy Armitage.